It is, yeah. Yeah, it's very surreal. When I took the tracksuits home the other day and tried the Burnley tracksuits on, it certainly wasn't, you know, a few years ago, it certainly wasn't a club that I could have seen myself playing for, but I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
Cool. And what have you had from your former teammates at Blackburn?
I spoke to Dunny the other day. He phoned me the day I signed and I missed a few calls from him. And then I phoned him back the next day and he just ran straight to answer phone three or four times. So I presumed he'd blocked me. But I did actually speak to him yesterday. So no, he was just wishing me well.
We had him on the programme the other week, David Dunn, and he was actually singing Sean Dyche's praises about his impact he had when he was at Oldham Athletic. I mean, clearly, he's got a way with people, hasn't he, the manager here?
Yeah, he's got a great mannerism with him. He knows what he wants from his players. He knows what type of players he wants. And he creates a good atmosphere to work in. And just spending the time I did with him, I was in no doubt that, you know, this was going to be a great place for me to start again.
Clearly, you had some great times at Blackburn Rovers. Were you a little bit frustrated with how it kind of ended there at that football club or not?
Yeah, very much so. I was there for 7 years. And, you know, I had some good times and some indifferent times. And, you know, towards the end, it wasn't exactly how I'd have liked to have left. But it wasn't my decision. But I won't say a bad word about Blackburn because I had, you know, it was a great club to me and there's some very, very good people there and I thoroughly enjoyed my time there and I wish them well in the future. But for me, I don't see it as a cross straight away to the enemy, if you like, because I've had a break. I've been out of football. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I've left for the nearest rivals or had a time out of football, and this was just too good an opportunity for me to turn down.
Well, just come on to the dressing room that you've joined shortly, just with Blackburn fans listening to this, I mean, what have you left behind there? How do you see their future, do you think?
It was difficult for me at the end because I wasn't really involved with the first team. I was kept out of the way. You know, I wasn't in the day-to-day training with the first team or obviously involved in the match day squad. But, you know, their embargo's lifted now. And the new managers come in. They had a good start with him. They've obviously had a few indifferent results. And, you know, between now and the end of the season, they'll be looking to pick up results. They've got a good squad of players. Still keep in touch with a few of the boys. So, you know, it's their league position doesn't really reflect the squad that they've got.
And what dressing room have you joined here? Have you joined one that can win promotion this season, you think?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, that's what the manager sold it to me. And, you know, seeing it to firsthand, seeing the lads in there, there's a great camaraderie, the great spirit amongst the boys. The manager said what type of players that he wants here, what type of players that he deals with. And he's right, he's got a great bunch of players, every one of them pulling in the same direction that he wants them to.
Are you looking forward to Derby Day?
Yeah, very much so, very much so. You know, it's one that I look for straight away. They're always good games, great occasions, so hopefully this one will be too.
And you're in the start at Arsenal as well, aren't you, man? Which looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know, yeah, the Blackburn fans and the Arsenal fans. I might be getting a bit of stick off both of them.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. In terms of where you see your place in this team, obviously you got Tom at the minute in goal. He's an England international. I mean, what have you made of him in your short time training with him?
I've obviously watched him from afar for a while. He's in great form. He's a great goalkeeper. And he's the number one goalkeeper here. And I'm here to back him up, to give him the support. As I say, on the training ground on a day-to-day basis, if there's anything he wants from me, if there's anything he wants to ask me or bounce off me. I mean, we've had a couple of sessions together and we get on really well. So if I can help him or any of the young kids here in any way, shape or form, you know, it'd be nice to do so.
Is that part of it as well? The experience that you clearly have to be able to pass on to others?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, as a goalkeeper, an experienced goalkeeper, to have around the place is never a bad thing.